BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Yesterday, me and Mick chucked all me base units down the tip. Be lucky if I can find any that'll match with the ones above the worktop.
I'm guessing the insurance won't replace the whole kitchen.
Only the ones at floor level.
Same. Although I'm not even waiting for the insurance. I just need to get the place back to how it was as soon as possible. I put my claim in, but it's just taking way too long.
Oh, morning, Lillian.
Morning.
Hi, Lillian.
I don't suppose you've got any whole milk, Joy?
Oh, sorry, only got semi-skimmed. Been a bit of a run on it recently.
Oh, well, semi-skimmed it'll have to be.
So when do you think you'll be able to move back in?
I dunno. I keep on cleaning down and cleaning down again. Just feels dirty, you know.
Mm. Can't you get a professional company in?
Oh, just saying to Kirsty, I still don't know what the insurance will agree to pay for.
Oh, fair enough.
Just tap your card when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking the gamble myself. I need to sell or I'm going to lose Willow Farm. Brenda's hassling me again.
Mm. Well, I thought that was all done and dusted.
Still waiting on Tom and Natasha. They've not had any headspace. The sewage spills put everything on hold.
Well, I'd be asking for a price reduction if it was me. I mean, if there's been one spill, what's to stop it happening again?
What do you mean, Lillian?
Well, sorry, darling. I mean, it's not personal. Besides, it's none of my business.
Right.
Well, Tom and Natasha were in and out constantly over New Year, acting like they'd already moved in. I had to remind them to give back Helen's spare key. They probably just need a wee nudge.
Oh, I've tried, believe me. Anyway, thanks, Joy.
Bye, Lillian.
Bye, Kirsty. So, how are you and Mick doing over at Bridge Farm?
Oh, no, we're not there anymore. We're house-sitting at the Gills while they're on holiday.
The Gills? What, you're staying in my sister's old house?
Well, yeah, I suppose we are.
How come they asked you to house-sit?
Mick knows them.
Oh, does he? So, what have they done with the place?
Sorry, pet, not allowed to say. Have you seen the gates at the bottom of the drive? The Gills are very particular about their privacy.
Are they, indeed?
Oh, come on, use this lighter.
Can I help?
No, keep your eyes shut.
I really need to get on the road.
I told you to keep them shut, didn't I?
All right, my eyes are closed.
Oh, this is impossible.
Look, you really don't need to wish me a happy birthday.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's my phone.
It can wait.
Natasha?
Oh, never mind then. Go on, open your eyes.
Finally.
Happy birthday, Carrier Bach.
Oh.
Here you go. Not the most romantic setting, is it? With Celia Sparrow's milk tanker for company.
Well, at least we're getting rid of some of the milk.
I couldn't light the candle. I tried. Sorry.
That is the most over-the-top fairy cake I have ever seen.
Would you expect anything else?
No. Well, thank you. I'll eat it on my round.
I'm sorry we had to cancel dinner this evening.
It doesn't matter. Oh, it's Kirsty. Wants to know what's happening about the house and are we around later?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what time shall I say?
After 2.
Okay. Hey, it's going to be okay, you know?
I know.
Right.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Emma. I can't stop. Right, I'll see you later and thanks again for the cake.
Bye, Cariad.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, just house stuff, but it'll be fine. Right, tea room. We still haven't got any takers for the pancake competition.
We only announced it yesterday.
Well, I had an idea for some promotion for social media. Generate some excitement.
Okay.
How do you feel about some videos? Very short, less than 30 seconds, say. And we post one every day as a sort of countdown to pancake day.
Yeah, worth a go.
Do you think it's something Brad would be able to do for us?
Oh yeah, I'm sure he would. Any opportunity to keep George's business afloat?
Oh, great. Well, can I leave that with you then?
Yeah, of course.
Why exactly have we stopped here, Lillian?
Don't you ever wonder why the Gills haven't been at all sociable?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's deliberate.
It's rather nice what they've done.
I tried tapping them up when they first arrived, but clearly they're not in the market for investment opportunities.
Yeah, well, they've obviously got too much money.
You know, it looks as if they've changed the front door completely. It was perfectly fine.
No, don't get in. What are you doing? Don't press
that button. Relax, Justin. Oh. Let me do the talking.
Yeah, what?
Hello?
Joy, hello.
Oh, hello, Lillian. Justin, I can see you very well on the camera. Hang on, I'll try and open the gate.
Oh, sorry to pop round unannounced.
Yes, hello. Sorry.
Lillian!
Oh, hello, darling. We were just passing. Oh, look at that lovely sundial. You you don't know where the guilds might have bought it, do you? We might want to get one for the Dower House. Isn't that right, Justin?
Oh, yes.
Well, I wouldn't know much about that. It's not really my area of expertise.
Oh, dear. Well, never mind.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you.
Quite all right. You wanted to look in the house, didn't you, Lillian?
Well, seeing as we're here.
Thought so. I wasn't born yesterday.
I'd love to see what they've done with Jenny's kitchen. I know it's a bit impromptu, darling.
No, Lillian, I think Joy might be busy.
Well, perhaps we can come back this evening and I'll bring a bottle this time.
Oh, that's very thoughtful, Lillian. But the girls won't allow us to have any visitors.
Oh, just a quick peek. 2 minutes.
Rules are rules. Sorry.
Oh, well, never mind.
See you in the shop, I expect. Bye.
Blast.
I don't want to pressure you, but Brenda's been texting me practically every day. Can you please just instruct your solicitor to push through the exchange?
Oh, we can't do that yet, Kirsty.
Okay.
The thing is, we need to get another survey done.
But you already have a survey.
Well, no, this is different. We need a specialist survey of the drains. We need them to check if they're still okay.
But we're not talking about excess groundwater. It's an infrastructure issue.
Well, we don't know that for certain.
Problem is, Kirsty, the fallout is potentially massive. There's too much at stake now.
This sewage situation, it changes everything. We need to reconsider our options.
Reconsider your options? What does that mean?
Well, just that. We need to think everything through again.
Okay. Look, I do realise this must have been awful for the whole family, to see Bridge Farm in such a horrific state, but... Well, the house is more or less ready for you to move in. I don't think you need another survey of the drains.
Well, we think we do. And according to our solicitor, we're not obliged to pay for it. You are.
Me?
Mm.
If we don't complete the sale now, I'm going to lose Willow Farm. Just give me a straight answer. Are you buying the house or not?
We need to get a drain survey done and then wait for the results. Sorry, but that's our answer.
Mm.
Can you believe they've cut down Jenny's apple tree and replaced it with a bird bath?
It's their house, Lillian. Can we go home now? I'm getting rather chilly.
In a minute, Justin.
No, you really ought to have told me what you're up to.
Right.
Now, look, Lillian, this is the back garden. We have climbed through a fence, so this time we are very definitely trespassing.
Oh, don't be silly, darling.
Well, now, what are you up to?
Justin, can you help me up these steps?
No, I'm not going to be an accessory to whatever it is you're doing.
Oh, give it a rest, will you? Just give me a hand.
What?
Just let me lean on you. If I can stand on here, I should be able to see in through the window.
Have you gone stark raving mad?
Justin, are you going to help me or not?
But why do you have this bizarre obsession to snoop round Home Farm House?
All right. I will do it myself, then.
Oh, no. Look, Brian and Jennifer moved out years ago. Let it go.
Look, I just need to...
No, let me come out! Here, come... Oh, I'm getting soaked! Oh.
Help me, Justin!
Oh, you set off the blasted sprinkler! Oh, what the hell are you playing
at?
Shut
up and help me out of this blower bed!
Oh, for crying out loud, Lillian! All right, look, just grab my arm.
You could have tried to stop me from falling.
Oh, you must have triggered something. Lucky it wasn't the burglar alarm.
Don't be such a drama queen.
Oh, look at the state of my suit.
Oh, well, as for me, no bones broken, I believe. Thank you for asking.
Oh, I have half a mind to murder you right now, Lillian.
Yes, can it wait till we get home, darling? I think we should probably leave now.
What a flipping mess. And the tea room has gone flat as a pancake. Well, this is not the response I was hoping for.
Here you go, cappuccino.
Oh, thanks, Emma. You're a lifesaver. I'm at my wit's end. I really am.
But Kirsty's agreed to the drain survey, then?
Yeah, but even if the report comes back fine, what if we can't afford to buy it anymore?
But your finance is all in place, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. In principle, sure. But the income from here has gone off a cliff. I'm racking up my credit cards, just paying the bills.
You know, we was about to buy a house in Beechwood a few years ago. Then Ed lost his job.
Oh, I'm sorry. It must have been awful for you.
They do say the right house comes along at the right time.
I do appreciate you trying to make me feel better. But what if this business tanks completely? I could lose everything. We've lost customers at Summer Orchard. And I mean, look at this place. It's empty. All that poison on social media is killing us.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that myself. I'm not proud of that. Look, you can't keep thinking in what-ifs. It makes things feel worse than they really are. Me and Ed are the same. We're always imagining the worst possible outcomes.
I just feel so powerless.
Yeah, I understand that. It's the waiting, isn't it? Mm. It's like me with this parish council decision. But the thing you're most worried about, well, might not happen.
No. Oh, I'm sorry, Emma, you're right. You don't need to hear all of this.
It's so easy to start worrying about things you can't control. That's why this petition me and Pat are trying to set up about Borsetshire Water. I know it sounds daft, but it's given me something to focus on.
Oh, that sounds quite sensible, actually.
How about we take things one step at a time? Like we have pancake day to prepare for, right?
Right.
So, have you decided on the fancy fill-ins?
Not yet, but we'll need a variety of both sweet and savoury. Appeal to all comers.
And we'll need to make some to feature in the social media videos. Socials need juicy content, don't they?
Yes.
It is much harder than most people think.
Yeah, I'm probably guilty of that.
Anyway, Brad knows much more about it than me.
Is he available then?
Oh, I've left him a message, but he knows George will want him to do it. It's so kind of Brad to keep his business going.
We do have to start getting those videos out, like, yesterday.
But it's not just a case of waiting for Brad to turn up. We need a clear idea first of what we want.
Mm. Then we should write a plan first.
Yeah. It'll give him something to go on, won't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. I thought we could definitely do one where we have a shot of that clock, like it's a countdown, and then cut to the pancake mix being poured onto the pan and it's sizzling away.
Okay. Close up on clock. Mm-hmm. Cut to pouring mix.
And then we can just add sound effects, like to beef it up a bit, and some animation. Ooh, he's got that drone, hasn't he? How about a fly-through of the yard?
All right, hold your horses. Like I say, one step at a time.